The Bloomington City Council is on track to give a nearly $750,000 tax break to the owners of a proposed building along the Beeline Trail. The structure between Kirkwood Avenue and 6th Street would have 35 high-end apartments as well as the new headquarters for Cornerstone Information Systems. The city's Economic and Sustainable Development Department has praised the development, and it asked the council to incentivize the project by cutting its property taxes. Denise Alano-Martin is the director of that department.
So this project, we think, provides strong benefits to the community overall, provides strong benefits to the Tax Increment Financing District, and bolsters our efforts not only financially for the Certified Technology Park, but also in terms of a synergy related to all of our technology sector development goals.
The building's owners, D.G. Elmore and Matt Orego, would live in two of the condos. Councilmember Andy Huff questioned giving a tax cut for the businessmen to build what he called, quote, fairly luxurious personal residential units, unquote. He said the council should consider the country's increasing economic inequality as it sets local policy.
I think we need locally, to what little extent we can do anything, we just really need to carefully consider every action we take and how it fits into this larger picture of what's going on in the country. All the ways we might innocently and unknowingly transfer wealth in an upward direction with perfectly good intentions.
Ruff said he generally supports the $14.6 million project, but he put forward an amendment that would have forced the owners to pay property taxes on their own homes. The owners would still have kept the tax break for the businesses and most of the residential space.
These are estimated to be million-dollar units. That was one of the questions I also submitted to staff and got a good answer on. The units are estimated to be $1 million each, those top floor condoized condo units. In this context, I just can't in good conscience, no matter how good I feel about the project, and I recognize the benefits to bring to the community, but in this context, I just can't in good conscience support the tax abatement on the personal dwelling units here of relatively high net worth owners.
Few council members supported Ruff's motion. Council President Daryl Neer said he doesn't want to discourage Orego and Elmore from living in their own building.
The implication would be if the owners of the project were to make the decision not to live in their own facility, that would be eligible for full abatement. Right, they would be matching the other residential areas that would be up for sale, and so the solution would be to step back, say I don't want to live there, and there it is. But I think that then that trade-off of living in the units is of value, and specifically of value is that it is a demonstrable commitment to work towards owner occupancy in that building.
Council member Susan Sandberg said she also wanted to encourage owner occupancy. She said many Bloomington residents are understandably wary of new developments downtown.
My biggest fear about any residential project coming forward is that it will not be as successful as the petitioners hope it to be with the owner-occupied aspect of it. That is paramount to my support of this, that this not be another student rental. We have more than enough. We need no more. I hear this every day when I go to the store, when I go to my place of business. People are saying how upset they are with the tone and the tenor of the downtown and the scale that has tipped way too far.
Ruff later rescinded his amendment, and the council voted to pass the tax abatement. The council still has to affirm its decision at a meeting September 17th, and it's possible Ruff could reintroduce his measure then.